Taflam Dalet, Sif Dalet, so cut Yud Zion. So he said, if the husband is not, the owner is not home, he could move out to wherever he is. Vilamina Shlich Labal, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the case was that he had not appointed somebody else with the responsibility of doing Bittul. Some people hold in general that the shliach doesn't work anyway. Even if you made a shliach for the bittul, you should still do the bittul yourself in order to cover the possibility that maybe shliach doesn't work. So even if the shliach would do it, it would not be a valid bittul, so you better do it yourself. Sharatzin has a in a scenario where you made a shliach, it's still the person should be mevatel himself.
The nusach of the bittul seems a little strange if he does this from afar, because say I didn't see it. It sounds like you made some legitimate effort to find it, but to be in a different location and say I didn't see it seems kind of.
Okay, I hear that. We're probably not going to change the nusach, though, because we'll just leave it as the regular nusach. The main point was, I didn't destroy it. Shatzina Chavav says, we have a more says, if he places in shots, we assume that when you make a shliach, you have a right to assume that he did his job. But the more says, that's only by the rabbonans. By the rishis, you can't rely on that fact. So now, what is this? Is this the rice or the rabbonan? Bevada yizur levatul b'mokam shu. The kimish eno bevesav and yochol l'kayim b'diko bittul. Yeshal mitzvah say the tashbisu. B'shem lo yaser shliach shichusay. But right now, if you don't do b'diko, one of the two, b'diko and bittul, you have a chiv the rice of mitzvah say of tashbisu and a loisa say of b'ayiroa. So the only way that you're going to the only way you're going to be able to get away from the derisa is by doing one or the other. So at this point in time, you have a chiyuv derisa, so you can't rely on the shliach that he did his job. So you should be mevatel just in case the shliach didn't do his job. It's interesting that he puts that in the footnote. I mean, that seems to be like, you know, that's a rule. I mean, it's a rule in Shas. I don't know why he put it down at the footnote. Okay, so the wife should do it. So Mishra says, how do the wife know? So her husband's somewhere away, and she's home, and he's not doing bittul where he is. So she should do it. Now, how does she know? She has women's intuition. I mean, like, how does she know that he's not going to do bittul? How does she know that he's not doing it wherever he's supposed to be? Okay, means the husband has not been in the scenario many where he's away from home, and therefore we're afraid that he's going. You know, when a person is doing the process of bdika, so immediately after bdika you do bittul. Doing beer, you do bittul. Here, the person's not doing bdika or bittul because he's or beer because he's way out somewhere else. So the natural flow of events which leads him to do bittul is not going to be. So now you have to be concerned he's going to forget. Well, since you're going to be concerned that he's going to forget, therefore, that's a possibility. We're afraid he might forget. Even though he didn't tell her to do bittul, she should do it. Because we can assume that on the possibility that he didn't do it, he wanted her to do it instead. That we point out to the woman that she should do it. But the husband can't rely on the fact that his wife's doing it. He has to do it himself. Now, it's about the ishtoy, so she should do it. The term she says, all comments that he knows about, that he doesn't know about. She has to say in the language she understands. It's not an incantation. It's a formula person saying that it means something. excuse me. The filim any yodas but atzal livdek. Rinsa shliach livdek chadorei mechometz. She didn't do the bedikah herself. She made a shliach to do the bedikah. Still, mikom makom abitul toiv yerusha shatase ba'atzam b'loshen shemavino. She should do the bitul. Well, I don't understand the language. Well, you'll find the language that you understand it. So if the husband himself is not sure he can make a sheikh on the bittul, for sure it's not so simple. She can pass on the job of bittul to the shliach. Okay, so she can't do the bittul. Whereas the person who owns a woman who owns the chametz herself, so she's not any different than any man. Where, you know, we seem to introduce the idea of doing a shliach with bittul, but it's not so pasha. You can do a bittul shliach time chabas a shliach yochel a bittul, and the Mishabur brought some people which question that. The Bach which says that you can't do it. Okay, now there's the Biralach over here. The Biralach says that this idea that the woman can do bittul without the husband pointing her to do it, going even the whole shlichus, we say, well, for sure he wanted her to do it. He made her a shliach. I mean, like, you know, that's, you know, a strong assumption. So the Biralach brings that the Chachamim raised a question on that. So he says that. But b'mokam atchak you're so mechanet because ishta kagufay linyan zeh mistama k'mashen osan l'rishus tami. So it's she's a partner in this responsibility, and she can be a shliach. He says, and according to that, theoretically she could make a shliach to do it also. Maisa says better not. It's better that she should not make a shliach for that purpose. Okay. Simon Tov Lamed Hey, Din Misha Loi Barak B'Leil Yudal or Boi Sifach. Loi Barak B'Leil Yudal, Yivdak B'Yem Yudal, Beis Shoshi Yizkrim Yem. As soon as you remember, you should do it. Person forgot, and he does it the next morning. Loi Barak Kol Yem Yudal, but person did not do it on the Erev Pesach. Anytime during the day, he didn't do it. So the Mechaber says, we pass on Yivdak B'Secha Pesach, you would do it whenever he remembers. You can't burn it on Yom Tov, but you can do B'dika on Yom Tov. Furthermore, Loi Barak B'secha Pesach, Yivdak Lachar Pesach. Even after Pesach, you have a Chiyuv to do B'dika. Now, what's this B'dika about? Kreshel Yikoshel, B'chomech, Shavar Lava Pesach, Shuvas Abano. Because otherwise, we're afraid that a person without the B'dika, he'll find the Chomech, which was Shavar Lava Pesach, and he will discard it properly. But if he doesn't, he might, you know, some point in time, without realizing it, use that chometz. So he's mechuyav not to check what it is and discard it. B'dika shalachar pesach lo yivarech, but you don't make a bracha when you do b'dika after Pesach. Okay.
Not sure that on Pesach you would make a bracha.
Well, that is correct. The only question which we're going to see, we're going to have to talk about is, in a case where he did do bittul. So now we have it. Now we have a new, since there is bittul already, maybe then you don't make a bracha on the bedika. Okay. Zok to Mishabura Aleph. B'yom Yedal. V'achar bedika yivatul imadayin lo yigia shoshishis. In case a person remembered on Erev Pesach, if it's before the sixth hour, that the sixth hour starts, you can do bittul. V'achachim yedal levat lo yikidayel b'sim and tefla medal. You can't do bittul once the sixth hour starts. Rak b'dika beer levat. All he can do in that situation would be b'dika, and then beer he would destroy it. Beis shoshi yizkor mehayom. Whenever you remember, you have to do b'dika. V'achash yizkor mechuyev livdak takev. As soon as he remembers, he's mechuyev to stop everything. Like I said before, you can't do anything malacha. You can't do anything else once it's the chiyev to do b'dika. So this chiyev b'dika over here is immediate. The only thing which the only exception would be the Ben Ish Chai says, the Moshe Tisha brings, the Ben Ish Chai says, in a case where you remember before davening, he should daven shachris first, and then he would do the b'dika, because the din of Torah, b'shein of Torah, So Yidam HaShachar is then do the Yikah. But we want you doing it right away. Shema Yishkech Oyrapam, because afraid he's going to forget again. Like, he'll get involved with something else, and then he's going to forget. Okay, now the Sharatzion, that what's the chiddush over here?
Started a portrait eight.
Philim nizkar la'achar in Sharatzion and Beis. It's a Philim nizkar la'achar shekvar higia shoshisis. Vanessa Manoah, it's already the sixth hour started. This chometz is now also in Birabonah Banoah, after Chatzot is also in Birabonah Banoah. Philachim chuyiv lidah gifdu b'dikah. Well, what's the chiddush over here? Well, gazrin and shema yabal ochel kashayim sal chometz. Maybe we should be geyser. They shouldn't do bedika because he finds the chometz, he might eat it. And so this is the rice that eat the chometz. So maybe it's not a good idea to find the chometz. So he says, no. Why are we not worried about that? Shekim and shu'atam and mechazel livdak achra v'levara l'chashin and lezet. That's mechlekes in the Gemara, and we pass on like that sheet. So. You know, he's saying, why am I doing all this? Because they can't have any chometz, they can't eat it, they gotta get rid of it. Oh, and he pops it in his mouth. We're not afraid he's gonna pop it into his mouth. We're not afraid he's gonna pop it into his mouth, but he's busy trying to get rid of it. Okay, Mishnevura Sivkatan Gimel. So if he didn't do Badika the night of the 14th, he didn't do Badika Erev Pesach, so he does so Yivdek Besecha Pesach. He should do Badika during Pesach. I feel like Rabbi Levi did Bittul already, so it's Mechiv to do Badika. Now, why is that? Even though the Chor, this about Yeroi is not going to be over because he did Bittul. But the Gezer, you might come to eat it, so we said there's two reasons why we do Badika. One is because there shouldn't be over by Rabbi Matzei. And one is because of that he might come to eat it. So the Xeri might come to eat it still applies. But Philip Yamtav adds my bread. Even on Yamtav, you do the Badika on Yamtav. You remember, the person realized he didn't do Badika as Chomet, so do it on Yamtav. But I'll be Shani Yachal Asarfa by Yamtav. You can't burn it then. So we could argue maybe it's not a good idea to go find it now, because this way you're going to end up with Chomet that you found that you're not burning. Maybe I'll wait till Chol HaMoed and then burn it then. You know, you'll do Badika and then burn it. Why should you want to do it now? Komochim yuchel l'chapas olav kli ashem atzu yomtiv. K'lekam ebi simen tof men bob. Teresa, what are we worried about? Well, let's think. He did a bittul already, so we're not worried by Rabbi Yomotze. So what are we worried about? We're worried about, he might need it. So cover it over, we'll see later on that if a person finds chom it's on yomtiv. So the lacha is, you cover it over with a kli till matzu yomtiv.
If you have chometz in your house and you didn't find it, are you over by your Rabbi Yomotze?
If a person did his Vedika properly and he doesn't...
Let's say he didn't.
So then if he didn't do it properly, he would be over by Rabbi Matzah.
Even if he never found it.
Correct.
Rabbi Matzah, I understand. Why are you right? He never saw it. He never found it.
Well, because all those are not the two are totally Zevazah. We learn one from the other. And unless he's the Bittul. If he did Bittul, so the Bittul takes care of the Isser.
It's wrong what he accomplishes by making a Vedika on Yantar. Well, he doesn't know. Ignorance is bliss. You don't know. I mean, now you know. Now you know. You can't do anything about it. It's yontif. So,
right. So, well, because they'll give you a chiv of bedika, they want you to do so. As you remember, you must have to do it. That's the first sheet.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, v'yesh cholkim v'sarim the yontif lo yivtoik rak b'chelo shemayt. The second opinion says the means of it's a bach. It says, and a list of different people would say that you should do this, so they, you don't do Badika on Yom Tov, because what are you accomplishing on the Badika on Yom Tov? You can't burn it in anyway. The whole purpose of the Badika is to come to the beer. So, a Pichadosh Hechriya. So comes along the Pichadosh and he says the following. I'll give you a compromise, or a decision, really. Dim loy bitul chemse karama pesach. So, if a person did bittul like he's supposed to, he forgot the bittul, he did bittul. So you're not over anything right now at all. There's no issur at all on you. So you don't have any chiv right now, midrash. You have no chiv sitting on you to take care of anything. So wait till Chol HaMoed, and then do the bedika, and do the beer if you find something. In a case where a person did not do bittul, so he has an answer by Rabbi Matzah, which is Mechayiv him to address the problem. So addressing the problem, it takes two steps. The first step is to find out what's there. That's part of what you're mechuyav to do. When you find it, you can't burn it. So there's a Rashi in Daf Chav Tes. Rashi says, but once you have it, and you have it, and you're intending to destroy it, so that's you're not Rabbi Yerubai Motze anymore, because you're holding it for the purpose of destroying it. That's not the Rabbi Yerubai Motze. So I'm a chuyev to do bedika, because I'm a chuyev to start the process of getting rid of the chametz, and then when I get to the part where I can't do any further, I won't do any further, but I can't ignore my responsibility. Okay, so that's
If you did bittul before yontif, right?
Comes along the Pirkei Chodesh and says, I'll take it a step further. There actually is a machlokes Rishonim which says that some Rishonim hold you're allowed to do beer on yontif. I said over here, you can't do beer on yontif. In a case where you did bittul, since there's no issur d'oraisa, they didn't allow beer on yontif. In case you didn't do bittul, there's an issur d'oraisa, then you can do beer on yontif. So then for sure you should do bedika. Why not? You can do bedika, and you'll do beer. So what are you waiting for? You didn't do bittul. You can't do bittul anymore. It's not yomtiv. You can't do bittul anymore. So now do bedika, then beer, and then you've solved. And you're allowed, according to that opinion, you're allowed to do beer in that situation. So do bedika, do beer, and get rid of the chometz. Yibur.
If he did bittul before yomtiv, does anyone hold that the zechiyah of doing bedika on yomtiv or even chalamayit?
Yes.
Okay, so then I don't understand the logic of it. If I did bittul before yontif, I'm saying libatul veheve hefka ki afra diara. It means nothing to me. It's not exist. And then I go turn around and I say, now I'm looking for it. Well, man, I just said it was not worth anything. So what am I looking for? Now I'm being mevatul my bittul. I'm saying now it's all of a sudden it's worth something. Otherwise, what? I don't look for things that are not. I don't look for dust on the floor. Well, I don't care about it.
Okay, so the answer to that is it's a good question. Number one, Chazal instituted the bedikah for two reasons. One is because you might come to eat it.
Right.
So you're afraid the guy's going to find it and says, you know, half-gar the hair, but it looks like shmak, come and eat it.
Right.
So get rid of it. Why don't you do bedikah to get rid of it? You shouldn't eat it. Come to eat it. That's one. And like Mishmur said before, maybe we can eat it while you're doing bedikah. That's what I'm afraid, because while you're doing you're in the middle of trying to destroy, you're not going to end up eating.
Exactly.
Number one. Number two, the Ran understands the process. In other words, is there a concept of having charata from bittul? So that seems to be, according to the Ran. The Ran says, no, you can't. Why? He says like this. Mikra din midaraisa, the first stage of what should happen is, when this comes usur, so I lose bailus over it, and I don't really own it, so I'm not everybody very much say. The Torah came along and put it back into my rishus to make me over, the Gemara says. Right. One of them is chometz hapesach, the other one is bar mishus. Which in the Ran says means, we're not for that pasuk, you wouldn't be over anything, because it's not yours.
Right.
It means it's automatically not yours through the Isser Hanah which comes.
Right.
The Torah came back and said, no, we're going to hold you responsible. So the Ran said, even though normally Hefker, for example, needs three people, they have to do it in front of three people, and I have to say it out loud, and the whole thing, over here I don't need any of that, he says.
Right.
Because I just basically have to agree to that which the Torah said. And Mela, I've agreed that it's not mine, and therefore the Torah will put it back in my Rishus. So it comes out, I can't acquire ownership on it on Pesach, because it's not so much you can get ownership.
Okay.
The Torah gave me ownership, because I didn't do my job, but I did my job. So, I don't have any ownership.
Right.
So even if I find it on Pesach, and I say, you know, well, that looks nice, according to the Ran, you wouldn't be able to buy your Rabbi Motze.
Right.
So you're not going to have a problem saying, well, by doing it, I'm sort of being mevat on my bittul. Uh-huh. So what you would have is, though, I mean, you would gain that you're getting rid of it, that you shouldn't need, come to eat it. So it's worth, so Chazal required you to do bedika. Okay. Now, Mishaloi Bodak Kadimzmani Surav Umes. Person did not do Badika before the Zmani Sur, and then he died. And now it's already the Zman. So Im keep no Yarshim Lizkas Bachomit Bachatserim Karnalahem, she did over Bavayiro. The Shikhamid didn't leave the Kulavar. So if they, you know, had intent to acquire the property, which let's just assume that they did, right? So it's theirs. They're over. This is the rice of only chometz and pesach. they didn't do their job of bedikah and beer. Over Pesach, now it's Pesach is over, so it's Chomer Shabbat Pesach, which is also good in Chomer Shabbat Pesach. Achim lo kibnu lizkais, ein sechem levayr. So in a case where they had no intent to acquire it, so they had no intent to acquire it, they don't need to. They do not need to be mevayr it. Im lo shemishtam shemishtam abaysecheder. They're going to come to the father's house and start living in their father's house over Yom Tov. Now you have the other problem of maybe you might come to eat it. But, they're not moving into the father's house. Father's house is going to be empty. So there's no problem anybody coming to eat it over. The only problem is what they had intent to acquire it. They had no intent to acquire it. They don't merish Isser Libre. So we have a klal in Chazal that a person is not merish an Isser over to the children. Some say no. So now the case was would have to be in the scenario which he's talking about is that he died after the Zman Isser. So then it's called Isser. He died after the Zman Isser, so they didn't have no. If they had intent to acquire it, in other words, the Rambam says the mushal that you don't get malchus for bayar bayim motzei.
You don't get
malchus for bayir rabbi motzei because it's a lav shem emaisa. Mm-hmm. You can't you transgress it passively as opposed to actively. You only get malchus for transgressions which are active. The Rambam says, however, there are two exceptions where a person would be everybody rabbi motzei actively. And one is if he buys chametz and pesach,
right.
And one is if he's machmitz adol, he goes to adol and he's machmitz it, so it's his flour and he's machmitz it. So over this rabbi rabbi motzei actively. So it means the Rambam is saying that if a person goes and buys chametz on Pesach, he's over by Yerol by Yemotze. So if the father dies, you know, he didn't get rid of his chametz like he's supposed to, and the kids say, "Oh, great, we have all this chametz."
When did the father die exactly?
The father died. The case over here has to be the father died after the Zman Isser.
So like 12 o'clock or whatever.
Right. Okay. So he didn't do bedik like he's supposed to. Then the father died, and now they have this chametz coming to them. See if they had no intent to be kind of it. So they're not going to be koinet. If they intended to be koinet, so they're and it's in their chutzner because they own the house now. So it's their chutzner, and their chutzner now is being koinet for them. So now they're acquiring chametz and pesach, and they're over this by Rabbi Yemotze.
We just said that there are two things that Hashem, that the Torah puts it in your rishus, even though it really doesn't belong there, but. So does
right.
It says that goes on the children. It can go on the person, but it's now you're saying that it should get it that it should go into the children's rishus. I mean,
right.
Who says we go that far?
Well, we don't unless they had kavanah to be kainet.
Oh, they wanted to be kainet.
If they had intended to be, so you're okay, great. You know, daddy's store of donuts where we want that. You know,
okay.
His prized donuts, and we're being kind to them. So they had kavanah to be kainet. Uh-huh. Then they'll be over with this, and they're using their chutzah to be kainet. Then they'll be over with this. So if a person didn't do it on Pesach, before Pesach, on Pesach, he's mechiv to do it after Pesach to find out what chametz he has left over from on Pesach, which is also. So if the lachar Pesach, you have to do a full bona fide bedikah with a ner. And b'charen mistaken in the holes and in the crevices. Even you do bedikah by day. Now, the Shartzian does point out that in the case you're doing bedikah and Yom Tov, that's not so simple. It's a light in there by night. So I understand. You know, it's the person they didn't have electric lights. It was that was their light. The person had to walk around. He needs lights. Just that's a valid. But to light a nair by day, which theoretically you could. For the most part, get a real clarity of what it is. Because I want it a little better, but maybe you have a problem now in this of lighting in there, which is not really necessary. Because there's no valid Yom Tov need out of it. So in that situation, he says, in case you were mavatal already, you should not be, you should not light in there. And in that situation, then you have the pre-chodesh to push off the bedikah to chalamoy, because you're supposed to do bedikah with lar and air. In a case where you didn't do bittul, I'm not sure what to do. But lot the law is, he says. You can't write an air on Yom Tov, correct? Which is not for the purpose of Yom Tov.
But the
Mishabura said all of the dikas, whatever we're talking about over here, whatever we're talking about, before Pesach, on Pesach, after Pesach, have to be by Nair. So the Shartzian says, on a case where you're doing it on Yom Tov, I have the following problem. Hey, lo yavorech. So you don't make a bracha on the beer, the bedik of after Pesach. Kiman shemutal asher. There's no issue of owning chumshal of Pesach. Really, you can't use it or anything. There's no issue of owning it. There's no issue about your rabbi motzi after Pesach. So you don't really have to. There's no chiyuv to destroy it intrinsically. Va'pechila eino asher elim shem kenasa shehisha chametz bePesach. Even the issur of achila was only a result of a kenas Chazal gave him because he didn't do his destruction of the chametz properly. So your main point is to make sure that you don't end up eating the wrong one. Not that you have any issur of maintaining this item. So it's a different type of okay. But the bdika during Pesach, you do have to make a bracha. Why? Because we said that the Chazal said, even though you're mevatel it, you have to get rid of it. You can't have it. You still can't have it. He didn't allow you to rely on bittul alone. Okay. Choshkin niskamitz hachomitz gomer b'Pesach. If the dough rose, he's making some matzah and pesach, and got distracted, and the dough became chometz. So that wasn't this new chometz wasn't part of your bittul. That's mamash shechiv gomer that you must destroy. So you make a brach on that. Let's say a person finds a situation which we don't know for sure that it's chametz, we're makor. So, found a kernel of wheat which fell into the food. So we got cooked with water, etc. We don't know for sure that it was in chametz, but it might have been in chametz. And a mavorach. Okay, we carve bodok ubitul kedina kadam pesach umatzah chametz pesach. If a person did bedika and bittul properly, okay, so he did everything like he's supposed to, and now he found chometz. Yesh teis ben achronim imtsarach levarach. Kima shekvar bodak ubittul kedino bekayim tekinas lchomim. So after the bracha b'shana shebirach oz koi al kol mashi yimsa apsech apesach u'sveik brachas lahakol. So he says, we could argue that what the bracha you made before really covered anything which you find now. Now, the Shartzian over here says that the Mogen Rom over here raises as a question, but later on, it's Tof and Bov, the Mogen Rom says you make a bracha. And the Chuk Yaakov and the Mekar Chaim and the Shulchan Aruch Rav all say that you make a bracha. But he brings an Ayarab and the Prima Godim that they say that you shouldn't. The question, of course, is, you know, sometimes you find something that's indicative of the fact that you didn't do bdika properly. You know, so I mean, we had one year that we found when I did bdika, I didn't open up the bag in the back of the stroller. Like the stroller was closed, the umbrella stroller was closed, so the bag folds in. I know that we open up the umbrella stroller, and then there's a piece of chometz inside there. Right, so I mean, I didn't do my bedikah properly. I should have checked inside the bag of the umbrella stroller because that's a place where the chametz would go into. So that's not the scenario where he did his bedikah properly. He didn't do his bedikah properly. You know, I blew it. On the other hand, his point is, well, you made a bracha before. You're basically covering the whole process. So you burn it. You have to burn it. You make a bracha when you burn the chametz in that situation. I'm doing bedikah. I'm doing beer. You make a bracha on the beer. Now, there's a big discussion nowadays, which they handle nowadays. We sell our chometz. So we sell all of our chometz. Really, this chometz belongs to the goy. So now we forget about making a bracha. Who said I'm allowed to burn it? I can't burn the goy's chometz. I basically said, any chometz I have my possession, it belongs to the goy. So now this hard roll, which is sitting in the back of my umbrella stroller, belongs to the cleaning lady that Rabbeinu sold it to, you know. So I can't burn it, sir. I can't burn her chametz. So that's some person, but for sure don't make a bracha in that situation. And some person, you can't even burn it in that situation.
So all the discussion about burning is on the assumption that you're not Yodin sold it.
Because in Shulchan Aruch they weren't into this selling in the time of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Ramah, they weren't into selling chametz. The only place talks about a case a person had a very large stock of chametz, a person like a baker or an innkeeper, which had whiskey, they would sell that specific item to the goy. But this idea of like selling all the chametz that we own, you know, the etc. That they didn't. That's a later addition. Addition and addition. Now, this much, however, just the case where something became chametz on Pesach, this issue wouldn't apply. Because that's like a brand new thing which you never made a bracha on. You can't say, well, I made a bracha on it, don't worry about it. That's a brand new thing. Okay, let's hold it here. I have the lady here, lady 30. So we're holding, reading a Tafa Mevav, which I think we're current on over here.
What if something became chametz?